This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me are two folks from the Health Education Department at the San Francisco Unified School District. Joining me are Erica Lingrell, who is a program administrator, and Christopher Pepper, who is a teacher on special assignment. And there's a lot going on and a lot of changes in health education, particularly at the state level. So what's happening, Erica?
Well, there was a change in the California Healthy Youth Act that was passed in January of 2016, and that requires that comprehensive sexual health is taught in both middle school and high school. Under that, there's a number of things that have to be taught within that, such as healthy relationships, pregnancy prevention, STIs and STDs, and even human trafficking. And so that being required at middle school is particularly new. And we've had a health education class in high schools for quite a while, and that's a semester requirement that students have to take before they graduate. But this is pretty new, and so we've been trying to put some structures into our middle schools to have an actual home where this education could take place. Traditionally, we've had PE teachers and science teachers who have taught health, and it's been hard to keep a consistent program going because they have so many other demands on their schedule. So one thing that we have done over the past 2 years is to start a pilot program in middle schools and to have an actual health class. So this year we have 8 middle schools who are piloting a health class. Some are 9 weeks, some are 12 weeks. And within that health class, the students learn about a number of different topics, including social-emotional health, so bullying would be within that, a comprehensive sexual health, and that's what I just described, safety and nutrition, and a number of other topics that are relevant to our students. So along with that, as we're trying to get this health class to be a universal class in all of our middle schools, we need to prepare our teachers. And so we have a program for middle school teachers who want to get a health credential. So this is the third year of this program. We have a TSA who is meeting with teachers who are interested, and they study with her for the 3 exams that they'll have to take to get their credential, and they're supported to take an online class through Simpson University. The whole process is about $1,100, and so we have private funding to pay for this. And so we want to have, right now we have 19 teachers who've gone through the program, but our goal is to have teachers at every middle school in SFUSD who are ready, prepared, and qualified to teach this health class that's so important for our students.
So we have a new law, and we also have San Francisco that's actually a little bit ahead of the curve with a program at the high schools and also the pilot program at the middle schools. Now, Christopher, why is this so important?
Well, I think that sexuality education is really important as a way to talk about gender equality, talk about healthy relationships, and get young people ready for the world that they are moving into. We know that most of our high school students aren't sexually active. That's one of the things that we pay attention to. But we do want to emphasize to them that sexuality is an important part of life, and that they will face some decisions that can have some high-risk consequences, so that they really need to know the facts about how pregnancy works, for example, or how sexually transmitted infections can be spread from one person to another, and understand the need for respect in relationships. And we really try to frame all of that in our health education class and give students time to talk about those issues, to work out their ideas around those issues, and to have to really work out some skills in negotiating those sort of thorny issues that they might face in their upcoming lives.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and we've sort of morphed here into a discussion on sex education, but it has a lot to do with how kids express their emotions and how kids are able to say this is okay, this isn't okay, how they create relationships. So, Erica, if we're starting to build with young children, how do you get the children to understand these important concepts, even at the elementary school level?
Right. We want our elementary school students to learn about the concept of consent from even kindergarten. We teach them to identify when a touch feels safe or unsafe. So we have lessons around that. So they don't have to let somebody hug them. And they shouldn't feel that it's okay to just throw their arms around anyone and hug them. They should learn that, wow, did I ask for permission? And so we teach them this touch feels safe, unsafe, and then give them some practice. They can practice saying in a firm voice, no, I don't want you to do that right now. And so, like I said, we do have lessons around that. And then as they move to middle school, we want them to know that things need to be consensual. They need to ask for permission for things. And that goes from just, you know, friendships and any kind of relationship, just that practice of, is it okay if I hold your hand? Is it okay, you know, to that building consensus with one another? There's even a lesson in the comprehensive sexuality unit where a woman, she's actually a comedian, but she uses a cell phone to practice the concept of consent. And she goes around to different people. She asks, can I borrow a cell phone? So she says, can I borrow a cell phone from you to this person who's sleeping? And then she takes the cell phone away from that person, and then she asks the Siri on the phone, Siri, was that consent? And Siri says back, when somebody is sleeping, that is not consent. And she's, oh, she gets frustrated, and she goes to the next person, and she says, can I borrow your cell phone? And they say something else like, I don't think I want you to borrow my cell phone. And she tries to talk them into it, and she takes the cell phone. And she asks the phone, was that consent? And the phone says, that is not consent. And so it goes on with all these kind of silly situations until the end, when she finds someone who she borrows the cell phone from, and they both agree that she can only make a local call and it can only be for so many minutes. And so that's the way that it's illustrated in our middle school lesson. Chris can tell you more about some examples from high school.
So, Chris, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is that consent?
It is consent.
Okay, so let's talk about this issue of kids being able to negotiate sort of difficult waters here. So in high school, what are some of the strategies that are used in the school district to help kids really understand consent? Because this is a huge, huge issue.
Sure. We start with pretty low-risk exercises in our class, so kind of building on the lesson that Erica was talking about, we have a lesson on planning a first date and how to do that in a way that's respectful and really builds in these messages of consent.
I wish I had had that lesson.
So it's, planning a date is a negotiation. You've got to figure out where you're going to go with someone, how long you're going to go for, how the date's going to end.
I remember this is a first date story. Is they don't ask you whether they can hold your hand, and so I'm at the movies and I'm sitting on my hands because I don't want that person to hold my hand.
Yes, well, we're trying to move that conversation forward, and really encourage. Encourage young people to get comfortable saying what they would like to do, and then also get comfortable saying what they don't want to do. We have a partnership with Expect Respect from City College of San Francisco. We have college-age educators who come in who are very well-trained. They come in and talk to our students in all of our high schools about healthy relationships. They talk about the cycle of abuse in relationships and how to recognize that, and they talk about the things to look out for in a relationship that really feels good. And we let students know that just because they consent to one thing, for example, they might consent to holding hands or to kissing, or to doing something sexual with another person, they might say, yes, that's what I want to do. That doesn't mean that they have consented to do that over and over again. It doesn't mean they've consented to do anything else. And it doesn't mean they can't change their mind.
So Chris, I know that you're a parent of a high school student. And put your parent hat on just for a second. And so you sort of know this is happening in the school, but what do you do as a parent with these kinds of conversations, and what role do parents sort of play in this?
Sure. So teachers in a health class will share facts and they'll share scientific information. They do not talk about their own values, and they might encourage students to think about what are your values around this, what are the choices that you think you want to make, but that's the role really for families to have discussions around substance use, around pregnancy, and when they think is a good time for someone to become a parent, and what are their values around dating. That's all the realm for families and the people who care about a young person who are outside of the school. So I encourage parents to really use the fact that their kid is in a health class as an excuse to bring this up, because it is hard to figure out, when do I talk to my child about this stuff, and how do I bring it up? The fact that they're in a health class gives you a great opportunity to bring up these topics, to share your opinions about them, to have some actual conversation with your child and let them know how you feel.
So when the child comes home and you ask, what did you learn today, and they talk about sex, you just...
I think that it's not one talk. It's an ongoing conversation, and I really think about all those times when you're going to school together and you see a billboard that maybe has someone in their underwear, or you hear something on the radio, you hear a song where people are talking about hooking up, and or you hear a radio story about some unwanted sexual encounter, and those are all opportunities to talk. It does not have to go on for 20 minutes. It can be a 30-second conversation of like, oh, I really don't like that, and you can have a brief conversation and just keep doing that. Just keep having that open dialogue.
So I'd really like to thank Erica and Christopher for joining me, talking about a brand new law in California that requires all middle and high school students to have a comprehensive health education, and about the programs in the San Francisco Unified School District, programs on sex education in the high school, and a pilot program on health classes in the middle school. Thanks so much for joining me. This is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW.